Carl Alsner of the Washington Capitals. Good to see you, Carl.
Good to see you, too. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see, it is good to see you. And it was Tuesday. We were at another golf event when an email came through from Hockey Canada. Here's the list of players going to the Canadian orientation camp. Oh, there's the goaltenders. Oh, no, Cam Ward. Oh, Braden Holtby. That's interesting. Well, Carl did say Carl Alsner. Right at the top of the list. I'm sure it's alphabetical, but there you were, right at the top of the list, defenseman coming to the orientation camp. Tell me about how you found out about this, because it's kind of a neat story.
Yeah, so I was on the golf course, put my phone away. I don't like to have it while I'm playing. Get in the truck after and check my messages. Had a voicemail, which is kind of strange for that time. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning, so don't usually have the voicemails. But I go and listen to it. And it's Doug Armstrong. Says, yeah, general manager for the St. Louis Blues. First thing that went through my head was, holy smokes, I just got traded to the Blues. And then he said, also the assistant GM for Hockey Canada. And I kind of stopped for a second thinking, yeah, I guess they are coming out with the list pretty soon. Why is he calling me?
Yeah.
And he said, give me a call back when you get a chance. We'd like to invite you to the orientation camp. And jaw just dropped. I absolutely did not expect that whatsoever. Got home, ran inside, told my wife. She kept saying, I told you so, I told you so.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what's going on right now, but I was obviously extremely fired up and shocked at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. Did you have a feeling? Obviously, your wife did. Did you have that you had a shot at this?
Not a chance. Not even for the next one. That's not something I've ever really thought of. I guess when I was 15, 16 years old, I always thought, oh, man, it'd be awesome to play in the Olympics maybe one day. And then I get to 19, 20 years old and start playing with some of these guys and then start telling myself, yeah, it's probably never going to happen. these guys are pretty outstanding. And then, I'm not the type of defenseman that usually if someone says, oh, wow, this guy, you know, he's never going to make the All-Star game, probably never going to win a Norris Trophy, don't get any points. But I guess if there's something that I might be able to make, I guess it would be a team like this, just because it's you don't need just guys that are scoring points. So I guess I can understand why they would maybe take a look at me, but I'm still shocked that they called my name.
Yeah. So did you call Doug back? Have you talked to him? I would guess made that. That's a call you return rather quickly, right?
Yeah, I called him back right away. Normally, I take a couple hours to return calls, but I called him back right away and. I think he could tell I was pretty excited about it. He asked how I was doing, and I said I've never been better. So it was one of those things where I was just smiling the whole time on the other end of the phone. But, it was a cool conversation to have.
Carl Alsner of the Washington Capitals and going to take part in the orientation camp for Team Canada. Now, what did he say to you? Was it just get ready, here's the dates, we'll see you there? Or did he give you kind of an idea as to how you made that list?
No, he didn't give me any idea of how I made the list. He just said that there's going to be some meetings, a little orientation camp, get you familiar with the players, talk to you guys about Russia, what it's like, what it'd be like for your family, how to get family over, just in case whoever makes the team is ready to go and there's no questions. So he didn't give me any info about it. I'm hoping I get to hear something, hear what they want to see out of me. It's going to be a pretty important first half of the season, probably the most important that I've ever had. So I'd like to know exactly what they want to see, and hopefully I get that there.
The one thing that we've heard from Steve Yzerman, we had Brad Pascal on yesterday, and specifically about the defenseman, whomever they take, is skating ability, the ability to get the puck out, the bigger ice. How do you feel you are as a skater? We have fun with you about it, off the glass and out, but you are adept at getting, if there's the fire drill, you can put an end to it pretty quickly. And I'm guessing that's why you're there. Is it your skating, or do you think it's a combination of skating and your defensive awareness that gets you there?
I would hope that's the combination.
Yeah.
That's at least what I always try to strive towards. I might not be the fastest guy, but I try to work on my skating and be smooth out there. And if I need to skate it out and try and beat somebody, I hope that I have that ability to do it. I work on that a lot. That's the thing that I've always worked on is clearing my zone, just making sure I get the puck out, relieve pressure. It's something that guys probably don't pay that much attention to as a defenseman, and it's one of the things that I've focused more on because I guess, quite a few years back, I kind of thought that there is a space that people don't always think about. Everyone's wanting to, you know, walk the line, take slap shots, and score goals, and I was kind of the other end of the spectrum there. So I've tried to fill that void in the teams that I've played with, and you know, hopefully I can do that here. But just looking at that list, there's a couple guys that I just remember playing against this year saying, holy smokes, these guys are really good, a lot better than I am. And I don't know why I'm there with them, but I'm happy about it.
Well, you are there, and you should feel really, and I know you do feel good about it. And, at, you know, if they're going to take, and I think we're going to learn a lot about how they're going to put this team together here in the next little bit, but if they're going to take someone who's maybe like a Chris Letang, who's more of a power play specialist, why not also take a penalty kill specialist? If it's going to be, if you don't want to take Doughty and Weber and run them for 23, 24 minutes a night, then if it means you're the sixth or seventh guy and you're used specifically in a defensive role, defensive zone faceoffs, penalty kills, obviously you're happy to do it, and that you are well suited to that, right?
Yeah, that's the way I always play. I'm okay with playing 7 minutes a night, just killing penalties, or just playing, you know, at the end of the game or something like that. You know, the luxury that Hockey Canada has is there's so many good defensemen that can play at both ends. So, yeah, maybe they don't want to run those guys 23, 24 minutes, but they're used to playing 27 minutes. So
yeah,
they can do it. Figure ice, maybe that's going to affect them a little bit. But there's a lot of good guys to choose from. And I would imagine they're just going to pick whoever's hot at that time, because that's it's pretty important to go in on a, you know, go in full swing.
Carl Alzner of the Washington Capitals gets the call from Hockey Canada this week. He's going to the orientation camp. Now, your history with Team Canada is fairly well documented. You've played for the World Junior team, I guess. Walk us through your history with the Program of Excellence and with Hockey Canada, and how maybe that has also helped your cause.
Yeah, I think having a little bit of that background helps. I played under 17s. We played it in Lethbridge the 1 year we came second. We lost to Team Jonathan Toews in the finals, which was pretty yeah, amazing to play in. Then did the under 18s in Czech, which we won, which was unbelievable. My first time in Europe, so that was cool. We did the Canada-Russia series. We went over to Russia for 4 games. I think we were 7-0-1, lost that one game in Red Deer, or tied that game in Red Deer, which
yeah,
felt like a loss. And then, the 2 World Juniors. So I've played a fair bit, but no World Championships and obviously no Olympics. So it's that's another step up. But I have put the jersey on a couple times, and it's been unbelievable each time.
The big ice, because a lot of people are talking about the bigger ice. How big a change is it? And for you specifically as a guy who's about taking away space.
Yeah, it's tough. It makes our game, our defenseman's game, a lot harder. Whenever you give, we always talk about taking away time and space from players, and on the small ice, it's much easier. So when you give a guy like Malkin time and space, he makes you look bad. So it changes a lot. Your angles are off. Same thing with goalies. I think the only ones that it benefits are those forwards, but it's fun. It's fun to have a challenge. And I heard you guys talking about Bouwmeester the other day, and like he's the perfect player for big ice because he can cover so much ground. And you know, if I get an opportunity to get on some big ice before the season starts, I gotta, you know, get a little bit more conditioning up and work on covering more ice.
Carl Alzner, our guest here at the Hamptons today. Now you signed the contract. I'll say it again. You're starting to buy in now, right? You're on the orientation list. You should be maybe anyway. When you decide to get rid of your representation, let me know. But you've spent some time with a guy that Flames fans suddenly know pretty well, Dennis Weidman. Tell me about again, former teammates in Washington, a buddy of yours. How's Weidman, and what have you guys been doing out there?
Wides is great. Been talking to him a lot lately. He's been enjoying his summer life out in the Toronto area. We went out and visited him a little while ago at his cottage, and it was a blast. It's fun to see that guy in the off season. He's a pretty relaxed guy during the season, so
yeah,
Seeing him in the off season is that much fun. We've been chatting a lot just about hockey. He congratulated me on that on the contract and all that stuff, and he's a guy that when you're buddies with him, he really is really genuinely happy for you when something good goes on. So it's just fun. It's fun to hear what he has to say, and he's a thinker, so he's got a good take on a lot of things, and I respect it.
Yeah. His cottage. I did see a pic of the cottage, which looks more like a mansion when I think of buddies of mine that have a cottage at the lake, that's a cottage. Like running water, if you're lucky. We're not going going outside to use the John. He's got a pretty decent spot out there, safe to say. Pretty good. You'd probably spend a lot of your summer out there if you had a shack like that, right?
Yeah, I probably would never leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd think about maybe retiring.
Yeah.
If I had it, but yeah, he's done well.
At the age of 24, Carl Olsner retires from the game of hockey. So now, like you talk about the first, whatever it is, 20, 25, 30 games of the season, everybody is going to be so hypersensitive and watching and paying attention for you now. You can't change anything. Your training regimen, skating and all that, I'm guessing you don't want to change it, but how is that not in your head before every single game? Maybe you want it there. Maybe it's a distraction. I don't know how it is.
Yeah, you know what? I was actually kind of thinking a few weeks ago that it'd be nice to come into a season not having to worry about, you know, contract year or you know, staying on the team, not getting sent down. I kind of figured this would be that first year, and now this comes up. So it's not a bad thing, obviously, but it's going to make me think a little bit more before each game. You know, obviously, I play to win every single night, but. I also am going to know that there's going to be people there making sure I'm playing to win. So it's kind of nice. It's a little bit of added motivation, and hopefully our team can benefit from it. And it'd be great if I could do something with it too.
Really happy for you, man. Well deserved, and I think it's awesome. And I hope that when they're putting that together, if that's the way they're looking, that you know, if Bouwmeester's going because he can skate, then you can go because you're one of the better defensive guys in the NHL. Congrats. So happy for you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate Carl Olsner of the Washington Capitals.